This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris down in Florida, taking care of personal business with the home. Joining us right now, former GM and now with MLB Network Radio, he is Jim Duquette. What's going on, Jim?
Guys, what's going on? I thought I'd see Ed in New York, so hopefully everything is okay down there in Florida. And give me a quick, are we good with the Ravens right now? I need your take on this. We figured out we have a running game. What is it? What do we got?
4-2 right now. I think they have a balanced attack. Jim, they came in on Sunday with a team in the Washington Commanders that wanted to load the box and stop the run. So all Lamar did was throw for over 300, and then when they backed up, because they were afraid of the pass, they let the closer close, and Derrick Henry.
Hey, Jim, over the past couple of years, we've heard some things from both sides, that Orioles and Ravens, that we didn't expect to hear. One, the Orioles are going to the playoffs, and then the second one would be the Ravens have the number one offense in football.
Jeremy, thank you, Jeremy. I feel a lot better from both you guys. I appreciate that. That is so true.
Now make us feel better. We saw this Gold Glove finalist list.
What the hell?
Cedric Mullins, was that a typo? I mean, are they going to come back and say, you know what, we had a typo, we got it together now, Cedric Mullins belongs on this list?
I mean, there's so many different ones on there, right? I mean, that one, there's one that I was scratching
Soto.
My head going,
Juan Soto?
Soto. Yeah, thank you, Soto. I'm going, wait a minute. I understand the eyeball test also has to play in this. You know, they create, so it, interestingly, when they have got the, you know, coaches, players, they vote on this, right? They are supplying the coaches now with metrics and statistics. But it's still a, hey, you know, what have you seen, and who's, you know, still a reputation type of award to some degree. So I think that's where you're seeing some of this, and that, not all of it, but there's every year I scratch my head in the Gold Glove Awards. I don't like them.
Yeah, it's frustrating because, like I was saying this, I've made fun of Juan Soto all year long for coming in on fly balls that were over his head, misplaying them off the wall. And I guess because his glove doesn't touch it, the metrics maybe end up not disliking them the way that they should. I don't get it. And I said this before, I don't have a problem when you look at certain guys, like let's say Stephen Kwan didn't quite have the season that he had and he ends up getting nominated. I have no problem with it because he's got a track record with it.
Right.
But when I look at situations like this, and we're pointing out Cedric Mullins and some other guys, I just don't understand it because he's not good at all defensively, let alone deserving of winning an award.
Right. It almost goes back to the conversation when Rafi Palmeiro got a Gold Glove. Right? He was DH in most of the year. Like you see every single year you have oddities and they're trying to figure out ways to correct him. You know, and they still obviously haven't figured it out because, you know, yes, part of this is reputation, and that should be included in something if it's a deciding factor between one guy who maybe is up and coming versus someone who's been good. Like Arenado, right? Nolan Arenado, you know, had 9 straight Gold Gloves over third base, you know, and then, you know, he had a down year. And, you know, he was still, like you're talking about, he was still an honorable mention or whatever, however they term it. I'm fine with that, or even if they gave it to him for one last time. But, yeah, it's unfortunately, you know, a bit of a joke, and it shouldn't be because guys are getting award bonuses based off of this.
Yeah, here with Jim Duquette, former GM, currently with MLB Network Radio. Jim, we were talking the final four teams that's available. The Dodgers, on paper, in my opinion, the best team that's left in this playoff. They're the best team in baseball. they've been that way for about a half a decade. So, Jim, why did they only have one World Series win, and that was during an abbreviated season in 2020?
Yeah, and they feel it too. You know, they understand that it's added some extra pressure and expectations there, not only in the sport but within their own fan base. That's I think the beauty of the baseball postseason is you can have a hot team like we saw last year with the Diamondbacks, like out of nowhere get to the World Series. Just as easily as you could the best team in the sport. And we don't have the best team in the sport, not that often has won the whole thing. I mean, you go back to when the Red Sox won it, Braves, actually the year the Braves won it, they beat the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers were the best team that year when the Braves beat, so it doesn't happen that often that the number one seed goes all the way and runs the table to the end. It's just difficult. There's so many different factors that happen through the course of the postseason. And we were talking to Stan Kasten, who's the president of the Dodgers there, the other day, just about the impact on Ohtani, and he brought up the point that we all know. It's like as much of an impact as he's had, you still can't put him up in the key situations late. Right? It's just a randomness there that mm-hmm. happens with the sport that football and basketball, you can control who has the ball, in the key spots in the end. And still, that doesn't guarantee it, but it gives you a better shot of winning.
And I know the series isn't over with the Yankees leading 2-0, but it feels like Major League Baseball is going to get what they want, a Dodgers-Yankees World Series or a Subway Series. Right. What are your thoughts on what we potentially see in the World Series? Which teams?
Well, I'm with you in terms of what we could use as a sport. I mean, they're starting to see ratings continue to go higher, and I think attendance and interest level continues to go higher both here and internationally. But the best thing for the sport would be the Dodgers and the Yankees. I thought the Dodgers, even going into the series against the Mets, that they were the hotter team. Watching them the last two games against San Diego, I'm like, oh man, this is going to be a tough task. And then the Mets win in game two. That's going to be more of a series than we think. I still think in the end the Dodgers win it. As much as I would love covering the sport, I'm going to be there in the World Series covering it in New York. I'd love to stay in the same place for the entire series. It's probably not going to happen. I think it would be the Dodgers and the Yankees, and that's going to be good, I think, for the exposure and the eyeballs.
So there you go, your former Mets, your team in the NLCS. They're tied at 1, and tonight they take on the Los Angeles Dodgers. We are right now. We are Mets fans, Ed and I at least. Jeremy stays doing some money.
Yeah. No. All right. Well, we'll see. Are you going to be in New York? I'll be there next three games. You going?
I won't go unless they have the World Series there.
Okay. All right.
Jim, I'm kind of curious, just from a personal standpoint, the fact that you've worked for organizations, does it still tug at your heartstrings depending on where you've been and who you're rooting for? Or is it kind of like, screw those guys, they fired me?
No, because I still do. I still do some pre and post for them too, okay. on the Mets TV. So I've been doing that for the last dozen years. So as you guys know, when the team is going, I mean, you can make good cases for teams that are losing too. But it's way easier and way more fun when you're talking about a team that's been winning.
Absolutely.
So watching this year in particular, it was so unexpected. Like, you were waiting for the other shoe to fall, like what happens with Mets fans. Like, oh, here we go. They're not going to win here. And then they ended up actually getting into the postseason. So it was kind of that nice little pleasant surprise. Very rarely are they underdogs, but they've been underdogs for the most part throughout the season and then into the postseason.
Jim Duquette, thanks a lot, my friend.
Appreciate
it, man. All right, guys. See you soon.
Enjoy the series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.